long time ago, the gods and goddesses in heaven would come down to earth to talk to the people on earth. And sometimes they might even send down clouds to let people come up to the heaven for a short visit. Yes, can you imagine? Clouds used to drop all the way down to the ground. But nowadays, clouds do not come down to earth anymore and remain high up in the sky. Let me tell you why. Many years ago, people ate potatoes every day. There was no such thing as rice plants on earth. Rice was the food of the gods up in heaven. One day, a young man hopped on one of these clouds and went up to visit the gods. They were having lunch and he was curious about the white fluffy grains they were eating spoon by spoon. It was so aromatic and the gods looked like they were enjoying it very much. Devi Sri, the goddess of rice, noticed him staring at the food. She let him have a spoon of rice to taste it and he fell in love with it immediately. She also explained that the rice came from rice plants and showed him what they look like. He begged Devi Sri to let him stay longer in heaven and enjoy this delicious food. Devi Sri, who was wise and kind-hearted, agreed. You may work here and learn to be a farmer and cultivate rice. Then you can also stay and enjoy the rice you planted. The young man learned all about rice farming and became very good at it. But after a while, he started to miss his family and friends. He asked Devi Sri for permission to go back down to earth to visit them. She agreed. The next morning, he sneakily took a bundle of rice stalks and brought them down with him to earth. He then planted rice the way he did in heaven, and the rice grew and grew. He shared the rice seeds with all his family and friends and showed them how to grow them. Eventually, there were fields of rice plants all over Java, and everyone was able to enjoy rice every day. The gods saw these large fields and reported to Devi Sri. She was very angry that the heavenly food for gods is now all over the earth. She suspected that it was the young man who stole the rice from heaven and brought them down to earth. She came down to earth and found him. Young man, why did you betray my trust? You should have not stolen the rice. This is the food of the gods.
Forgive me. I admit that I took the rice without telling you, but I wanted to share this with my family and friends. Rice is delicious and healthy, and I wanted everyone to benefit from eating this wonderful food. I know that's no excuse, so I am willing to accept any punishment you think I deserve. But please, please, don't take rice away from them.
Devi Sri calmed down as she realized that this young man had good intentions and was willing to sacrifice himself so that everyone else can benefit. It was very selfless of him. You should always ask for permission first. If you had explained this to me, I would have perhaps allowed you to bring down the rice plants. I will allow rice to stay on earth, but as punishment for betraying my trust, I will never allow another human to visit heaven. And since then, the clouds have always remained in the sky and never came down to earth again. The end.